Blog Talk Radio.
For direct connect. Oh, there it is. Hello, everyone. This is Jeff Bucks. My name is David.
Go Bucks!
Woo! You're going to hear people in the background because I'm going to do this in my kitchen, but I decided to just do it out here because I'm doing this and trying to watch the jerk at the same time. So, going to hear me have some, so I'll, but before, play this one right quick, the month is starting. Thank you. apologize about that little delay. I had some technical difficulties with this new thing Vlog got going on, the Direct Connect, they call it. So, yeah. But, anyways, I'm going to talk about scrimmage. I think the scene of that part was like kind of crazy, like trying to sit down people's sitting seats for people and all that crap. So I just sat on the table, well, the chair out there, and just watching the game. I decided to do that instead. But I can tell you this, it was like a high score in all three quarters. I know the black team won by 2 points, which was, it was 94-96. So that was kind of close to a high scoring game. And they kind of proved that with these past two games. So, a little bit of when they played Chicago this past Monday, with the Bucks winning 122-112. The big three, like Bledsoe, Middleton, and Antetokounmpo, didn't play that game, but it was a high-scoring game. I think Robin Lopez led the team with 14 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo led the team in rebounds. And Frank Mason the third got assists. So, what a big, assist game all around. And I'm trying to for the box score. So both the Lopez brothers did started the game in the starting lineup. Let's see, Brooke had 13 points and 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Frank Mason, the third, had 14 points, 6 assists. Shannon Brown with 12 points, 9 rebounds. Ooh, Wesley Matthews with 10 points and 4 rebounds and 2 assists. And Devin Bender by Citizen for 12.7 rebounds. And from the 3-point line, they were 17 of 46. Total 60 rebounds. And as a team, 42 of 88. In field goal shooting. See, it was a high scoring game, but like, them as individuals did not, score that high. Not even on the Chicago Bulls team. You got Mark Ingram with 14 points and 5 rebounds, and Shaq LaVine led the team with 16 points and 6 assists. No, 5 assists, I'm sorry, and 6 rebounds. So, it was a good 3-point shooting, especially, well, with Chicago, they didn't do so well in the 3-point play. Let's see. It's mainly like shows that although like the Bulls team was like full force and the Bucks hasn't, it seems like they can win sometimes out their players, which is pretty good. Because I know they're going to need that during the season when, if, I would say if, injuries happen. I think Brooke, if I had like a player of the game, I would say Brooke Lopez. Just like, wow, I didn't see the game because they wasn't showing it on TV unless you're living in Chicago, which they said they were going to show all preseason games on the Fox Sports Wisconsin, which they didn't, which was really like kind of disappointing. Yeah, exactly, disappointing. So I had to find out by looking at the ESPN app and see what was going on. So gonna take another break, and we will be right back. We're gonna talk about more about the game yesterday with the Bucks and the Jazz. church and listen to some that happened. Let's see. Miss Milton and Blesso made their prison debut on yesterday, and just one thing was listening to on Monday. When, you know, I had to, like, it was on, a point. Yeah, that's the good way to say it. I think he had like 20 rebounds in the first half, or he had a win. And it's like, I just think that he's going to be ready. Like, why not, right? I just think, like, hey, he's doing what he's doing, so. But there has been, like, a couple of Patriots lost. Patriots won. I wish they lost, but they won. For anybody that know that sport, was 35-14 to the Giants. Let's see. And overall, Giants had like 22 points. And Tony Bradley led the team with 17 and 10 rebounds. He had a double double. Of course, he had a double double. It wasn't that many, like, maybe it was like a team game on this one. Let's see, let's go to the box score. Let's see. Donovan Mitchell only played 18 minutes, only had 14 points and 5 rebounds. And although some of the other teams in the starting five didn't play that much, like only from between 14 to 20 minutes. Let's see. See whoever this Howard guy is, 9.5 rebounds. So just maybe like second half, just play like the rest of their bench the rest of the time. And the Bucks did anything too. So that is best. Milton both had 14 points. Let's see. Fender had 11 points. Dante Vincenzo had 10 points and 4 rebounds, 2 assists.
You can actually attempt to kill them off now and come feeling. You're just chilling. You're tall enough to reach them. I can't reach them from the floor. I'd have to stand up on top of them.
In the middle of a show right now.
Huh?
In the middle of a radio show right now.
Of the 15 out of 30, 15 out of 13 free throws that were made, and 36 of them was attempted. 60 out of the 88 total field goals. And that was 99-133. So, some folks, they did. So it'll be interesting for like, because I know they juggling like in the preseason with lineup stuff and see what they're going to have with their starting five. So it's going to be interesting to see like what their lineup going to be, because you know it's going to be Gobert, Conley, Mitchell, and maybe Bogdanovic. But who's going to be their Jeff Green? He could be their power forward, but who? Probably one of them. But I thought overall it was a good game, and Bucks showing some offense and defense on both sides. This is like all involved with that. And again, the score was 99-133. So from these first two games, could anybody think? Well, anybody would think that they're gonna do very, very well in the season. I believe it's a possibility that they will do good this season. Because it seems like this team, as I know they mentioned it last night too, that this team is like more depth and probably like more chemistry than they did last year. And there's a possibility that they probably will go all the way with this. But when we come back, we're going to talk about more about what more can we expect from this coming season and just go from there. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
was drunk, I was gone. That don't make it right, but promise there were no feelings involved.
And we're back. Probably before we get out of here, I'll talk about the Mavericks. They're doing okay, too, when they were playing against Detroit yesterday. That score was 124-117. The Mavericks, of course, they lost. So I don't know if they're going to have Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. Porzingis play, we don't know. So, and that game is going to be televised on Fox Sports Wisconsin. So, thank you for that. 7:30 p.m. Central Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you're at. But oh, wow. But, but, talking about the oversized put online chat about anything during the game about it, about them playing. So we can do that. And ooh, wrong game. Like I said, we're going to do another show next week. Hopefully, we will have some guests on here. We probably just have a lot of people listening, and should be, excuse me. I got like 10 minutes left. I'm going to end the show. I apologize if I wasn't that much talkative. I think next time I'll be more talkative, and hopefully I have, you know, more co-hosts, a couple of co-hosts on here by then, like I was to last time. But things happen with the Sorry, guy. I'm just trying to like watch stuff back and forth. But I'm just going to come. No. For that, but okay, until then, y'all have a good night and see you next time. He's right here.